Okay, Bronson?
No, thank you. Mr. Boyce, you said in your presentation that media focus on the negative when it comes to TVNZ. It's often said that about the media as a whole. Do you think TVNZ focuses on the negative?
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, I have a bone to pick with you about Epsom polls. Do you think it's acceptable that you write to this committee and tell us that it's inappropriate that we invite Bill Walshman to our committee?
I do, or I wouldn't have written it.
So you think
because I believe that it would be seen by the nation as entirely inappropriate that the head of New Zealand's public service broadcaster is under the hammer of this committee.
So you think it's quite within your rights for you to write to this committee and say that it's inappropriate for the committee to seek to have TVNZ head of current news, head of news and current affairs attend the hearing?
I do.
So you think you can sort of suggest to this committee what it can and can't do?
No, I just said it was inappropriate. That's our view.
You said it was inappropriate for us to ask him. Whether it was for him to appear or not, that's a different matter. You actually said here that it's inappropriate for the committee to seek to have Bill Ralston appear before this committee. And what you're saying is that this committee shouldn't have done that.
Well, I'm saying that they should have thought about the implications of having done that. I don't know any parliamentary democracy that we know that would do that. That would bring before it into Parliament for questioning the head of news and current affairs. That offends, you know, the basic principle of editorial independence. And perhaps if I could get Ian to talk about that, he knows about
editorial independence. I'm asking you, because you're the one that wrote the letter.
Yeah.
So you don't think this committee was within its rights to extend an invitation to Bill Walshman?
I think it made an incorrect decision. I'm not questioning its rights. I just think it made a poor decision.
Well,
next question, Rob.
No. I want to pursue this, if I may, Mr. Chairman. So you think in your position... See, the thing is, Mr. Ralston doesn't have to come, does he?
Well, my understanding is that if Mr. Ralston doesn't come, this committee can apply to the Speaker to have him brought here.
Well, it can. But, I mean, the question is, we've put a letter and you're saying to ask him. He has a lot to say in the media because he's a key player in all of this. And then you turn around to this committee and you write a letter. And again, I repeat to you, you say it is inappropriate for the committee to seek to have TVNZ head of news. That's you telling this committee what it can and can't do.
That's my view.
But this committee can do what it's like.
You can do whatever you like.
Okay.
But I've told you what my view is.
Thank you. Tell me this. Did the board have a view on whether Susan Wood should be paid $450,000 a year or $350,000 a year?
We had a view that $450,000 a year was high. And, I mean, if this select committee doesn't want the board of Television New Zealand to make every attempt to reduce our costs as we head into an economic slowdown, then that's fine. But the board of our company decided, and, I mean, it's across the board. We are looking for ways to reduce
that.
Our costs.
So the board thought that $450,000 was too high, and you suggested to, I guess, Mr. Fraser and Mr. Ralston that they get that salary down.
Yes.
So you suggested that they get that
salary
down.
Well, they came to us.
Yes.
And made the suggestion. We agreed.
Did you get advice that in a court of law, the salary would be held at $450,000?
We had legal advice that the contract would stand up. As it happened, the contract was signed on the 1st of December last year, the date at which the employment law in New Zealand changed. And the employment law has been tightened up considerably. And I think, you know, if anything comes out of this, it's a message to all employers to check your contracts. It's very difficult to make a fixed-term contract in New Zealand stick now.
Well, that's precisely the point of the law.
Hmm.
So do you think in hindsight it was a mistake for the board to suggest that it could put that salary from $450,000 down to $350,000?
Well, the legal advice that we got...
No, do you think what you know now from the courts?
Oh, of course.
It was a mistake.
Of course it was.
So that,
but, you know, we didn't have the advantage of having been to the ERA and got their decision.
Mm.
I mean, talk about hindsight.
But Mr. Fraser and Mr. Ralston actually suggested to you that you would have problems with it.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No.
So they
we had legal advice saying that we had a good, fair chance of getting this thing through.
So Mr. Fraser resigned because you're recommending that it go to 350k?
No.
He didn't resign for that reason?
No.
What was the reason he resigned then?
Well, that's public.
Tell me.
The reason... Well, why doesn't Mr. Fraser tell you himself?
Okay.
I stated that I resigned because I had lost confidence in my board. This is one of the terms of reference for next week's inquiry.
It is.
And I expect I'll have more to say about it then.
Yeah. Don't feel threatened. This is not the Spanish Inquisition.
No, I've lived under the Spanish Inquisition.
Where are the differences? Any more questions, Rodney?
Sure.
Not of a too inquisitorial nature, because time is marching.
They're very inquisitorial. Mr. Boyce, it's been reported in the media that TVNZ's employed a psychologist to help with the Wellington newsroom. Is that correct?
Well, next week you're going to talk about governance and the board's role. And I wouldn't have thought that any board in New Zealand would have a view on whether, in fact, a consultant ought to be brought into the company to carry out that function. I don't know whether there's such a person being employed. I would think that's part of the delegated responsibilities.
Mr. Fraser, no?
We have people who help TVNZ all the time.
Let me go to my specific question. Is it correct that TVNZ has hired an Auckland-based psychologist to help with three staff, senior staff in the Wellington newsroom, because of, quote, the levels of mistrust that exist among those staff members?
I can't confirm that.
So who would know whether that's happened or not?
That would be a matter for the head of news and current affairs. I mean,
well, we've got a letter here from the board, saying it's not appropriate that he turn up.
Well, in terms of the operation of the company, it's entirely over to the head of news and current affairs, as it is to any of the senior executive team, to work out how they should best deal with personal and employment issues within their domains. And bringing in a psychologist, a mediator, a conciliator, whether they come from Auckland or from Te Kauiti, is commonplace, I would think, in any workplace in this country.
Well, the difficulty is this, isn't it? Is that, you know, you're sitting here, and we heard a long talk from the chairman this morning about how good TVNZ is, and we're required to put our faith in it. We have a situation where the chief executive has resigned suddenly, citing he no longer has confidence in the board, and then we have a small newsroom of three people having to have a psychologist employed because they don't trust each other. Well, how can we trust a company when the chief executive has lost confidence in the board and when the senior staff in the newsroom have lost trust in each other?
You can.
Right, perhaps you could give us a reference.
No,
sorry? You can be assured. Mr. Chairman.
I think we'll wind this line of questioning because time is moving on.
I'll say this,
well,
Mr.
You've
Chairman.
Said the same thing in several
I
different
want
ways.
The answer.
Pardon?
I want the answer.
Well, we think you've had the answer, Rodney.
Well, the answer is this, that these guys don't know what's happening in their own company.
No, the answer that you've been given is at the board, a level of decisions are handed on to the executive, and the executive rely on or bring on a whole range of professional services from time to time, as one would expect in a professional
And
executive.
We have the former chief executive here and the two acting chief executives here, and I'm wanting an answer to my question.
Are you saying that there is an issue which should absorb the time of the highest in the land because some members of the Wellington newsroom, three members, the newsroom is actually much larger than that, don't like each other?
No, I said they don't trust each other.
Come on.
I'll tell you this,
Mr. Chair.
Final point, please.
No. We have a situation here where the board chairman has written to this committee saying it's inappropriate that we seek a person to appear before this committee. We've then had these witnesses appear before this committee and tell us that they don't know the answer. The person that we requested to appear and was not allowed to appear would know the answer.
We'll give you an answer.
And then we have the chief executive telling us what questions we can ask or not. Actually, we are the elected representatives. We are the members of this committee, and we actually decide what questions that we ask. And Mr. Fraser, it's not your job to decide whether those questions are appropriate or not. It's your job to answer them, and we still haven't had our answer. And what I'd like, Mr. Chairman, through you, is an answer. And if they can't give it this week, I want it next week.
Well, I think you heard the Chair say that
we'll give you an answer.
He needs to deal with a number of these issues next week. Catherine Rich, thank you very much.
Can I make a point of order?
Just on the point that Mr. Hyde has raised, some questions which we would like to direct to the head current affairs and news, we're not able to, because Mr. Boyce has indicated he thinks it's inappropriate that we ask Mr. Robson to appear.
We
have a letter here.
A letter was sent to Mr. Ralston inviting him to determine if he was still able to come. Yes.
Permit a breach of privilege. Therefore, I need to write to raise a point of order.
Rubbish. Read the rules.
What I was about to say is that we would like to invite Mr. Ralston. Mr. Ralston has indicated that he doesn't want to attend, but that he understands that all of the questions that we are likely to put to him will be answered informed by the members of the executive and those who are attend. What we've seen today in three separate incidents is that the questions we do want to put, we're told questions best put in answer to Mr. Ralston. So this inquiry is going to run into some difficulty, Mr. Chairman.
We can give an undertaking that if you want to put questions to Mr. Ralston, and they can be answered through the chair, and we can do that in writing. Thank you.
Another point.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah,